USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is set to hold his first formal news conference of the year today. It comes after months of criticism about too little media access. It will be Biden's first solo news conference at the White House since March. The news conference comes the same day a political Morning Consult poll says 68% of voters believe the country is on the wrong track, and 40% of voters approve of the job Biden is doing as president. Secretary of State Antony Blinken says diplomacy will be pursued with Russia as long as possible. Blinken saying Russia could launch an attack on Ukraine on very short notice, but the United States would bring severe sanctions if a new invasion were to happen. The Secretary of State set to meet with the Russian Foreign Minister on Friday. USA Radio News.
Hey friends, John and Chelsea Jubilee with Energize Health. Come on, you've heard about us on Newsmax Television, on Wayne Allen Root. We have helped tens of thousands of people all across America and around the world to lose fat, to reverse every disease you can imagine. High blood pressure, diabetes, Meniere's disease, arthritis. Come on, you can get healthy this year. And because you're associated with WAR, you get a 40% discount. Are you kidding me? We only do that because we love Wayne Allen Root and he loves you. So you just have to take an action step. Be a beautiful, beloved skeptic, but go log on to energizehealth.com. Look at testimonials just like you. Do your research. Listen to Dr. Brian Taylor. Log on energizehealth.com and change your life in 2022.
One congressman is speaking out about the masks House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is forcing them to wear.
Representative Rodney Davis told Newsmax on Tuesday that the KN95 masks House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is forcing members to wear were bought in China with U.S. taxpayer money. Davis said those same masks were considered hazardous by regulatory standards until recently. According to the congressman, the federal government has purchased thousands of KN95 masks from China and are handing them out to members and their staffs. They're all mandated to wear them in the U.S. Capitol complex, including while on the floor of the House of Representatives. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
More than 100 of the world's super rich are telling governments around the world to tax us now. The millionaires and billionaires making their pitch for higher taxes in an open letter published on Wednesday. Worth noting, they can pay as much as they want in taxes by sending a check to the government. USA Radio News.
Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO of MyPillow, wants to give back to listeners. You can get great discounts on all MyPillow products if you go to MyPillow.com. Click on the Radio Listener Special. Deep discounts on all MyPillow products, like the Buy One, Get One Free special on Giza Dream Sheets. All MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty. Call 1-800-951-8175 or go to MyPillow.com. Click on the Radio Listener Special. Use my promo code USA.
A group of Democratic lawmakers in California unveiled a package of bills to create universal health care programs funded by new taxes. One of the new taxes is a 1% payroll tax on wages for California residents earning more than $49,000. The plan will also cover everyone in California, including illegal immigrants. As California continues to raise its taxes, many residents are fed up, including Susan Nash, who with her family left 8 years ago.
8 years ago, we packed up our dairy farm and moved to Tennessee because of regulations, air quality books, bills, and higher taxes just coming out of California. And for them, as a state, to double already a crippling state of people moving out just doesn't make sense. And coming from the agriculture industry, you know, there's $17 billion in agriculture in the San Joaquin Valley that state is giving back to our world. 8% of the food is grown there. What is the plan for this big billion-dollar budget, and where is the money actually going? They can say health care, but they continue to be financially irresponsible year after year.
More than 1,000 Jewish leaders are demanding federal security in the wake of last week's Texas standoff. They told that to the Attorney General and Homeland Security. The FBI saying the terrorist targeted the Jewish community when he took four people hostage. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.